company I was with, which was GTO, was bought over by CBS.
Okay.
But GTO was a nice little independent company and, you know, small company. I was able to go in and see the staff, etc. But suddenly I found myself with a big corporate, CBS.
Right.
You couldn't see anybody. There was a. You had to go downstairs. You pressed the bell downstairs, and you waited for someone to come up. And I was a whole lot of confusion. I didn't like the vibe. I didn't like the atmosphere.
Right.
Of what, you know. So I was able to leave the company. I was at a point where I was really thinking, having a second thought about giving up the business.
Right.
But then, Clive Calder, who was the head of Jive,
yes,
a South African, that came to England in search of his fortune. He knew what I was doing because the producer I was working with at the time, used to send his songs, and I used to like sing the demos.
Right.
And he would ship these songs all over the world, so he was aware of who I was.
Yes.
So he bought over. Clive is very good at putting people together. I don't know how he got hold of Keith Diamond, how he got hold of Barry Eastman, Wayne Brathwaite, all these different people.
Yes.
But the first person I worked with was Keith Diamond. Keith came over.
Right.
We wrote Lucky Man.
Yes.
He came over to my house. I had a little studio in my house. Nothing to write home about. Just enough to make demos.
Right.
And Keith came over. We wrote State of the House. We wrote Lucky Man, we wrote Suddenly, and we wrote something else.
Yes.
So we played it, took it, Clive came down to the house, heard the sound, and he said, Billy, you're going to America.
Okay.
I'd like to go to America and record, which is a dream I always had.
Yes.
To go and record in America and work with this great American musician was like a dream come true.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I was staying at, I can't remember the place I was staying. Anyway, it was like the headquarters of Jive in America.
Uh-huh.
And I went in there. I was staying at the flat above the offices.
Right.
And Keith used to come there. We'd be writing some more. And while we were in America, we wrote Caribbean Queen.